24.15. EDE 01210820250821, audio. These solutions are not simple. Saying that the takeoff direction for planetary mode is the opposite is completely unrealistic. During the takeoff phase, the rocket's casing moves away from the heat of the engines. For vertical landing, it's the opposite. Here, I'm thinking about the location of the propellant tanks, the resistance of the casing, including its interior, and how not to lose this station in planetary mode. Nothing is simple. Let's try anyway. By writing what follows, I'm giving myself the option of going backward at any time, but without erasing anything. Let's start with the engine nozzles. If they are positioned in the center of the module, some of the heat will be evacuated directly to the casing during the planetary phase. The slower the SSV's speed, the more this heat will be transmitted to the modules, with the results you can imagine. At takeoff, a centrally positioned engine will also release an astronomical amount of heat. However, this heat will be dissipated more quickly as the engine picks up speed. Warning, I'm talking about engine heat here. A first series of questions: would it be possible to have these engines positioned outside the module diameter? And if so, is it possible to distribute the nozzles around the perimeter of the cylinder? These scenarios must be considered now. Many people are likely to be working on this project, and withholding this information could endanger the lives of the occupants and the station. When I got up this morning, I decided to take another step. Don't kid yourself, this first step is for my children. As we understand it, weight is the number one enemy of this station. Note, I said weight, not mechanical strength. My sketches will remain simple for now. But behind this simplicity lie possible solutions to real-life problems. I'll leave you to think about it as I do for you. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This July 21, 2025.